so loved and loves us. And what John is saying there is that that love that is within us should be so full in our hearts that we cannot help but tell other people about it. We cannot help but say to the world, Jesus came to earth for you, and he died on the cross for you. And in doing so, he showed his great love for you. Not hate, not fear, not a cowering, cringing mass, which is how many of our leaders today would have us. They would have us in fear. They would have us in panic. They would have us in fright. But God gives love. And what does it say there? Perfect love dried out fear. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that glorious? Jesus came to show God's perfect love. Now, I'm not saying to you, please do not get me wrong, I'm not saying that the love in my heart is perfect. To say that would be to saying to God, there's no further I can go. God knows that. We are all works in progress. Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian. We are all still works in progress. What's it say in that last bit? We love because God first loved us. That is so wonderful. I love my wife. I love my wife dearly, and I hope those of you who have partners know at times they can infuriate us. Brian's arm is getting longer by the day. And so people have asked me, well, because you love God so much, does that mean you love your wife less? And I said, no. Because I love God so much, I want my love for my wife to grow and grow and grow as well. So it puts that love into greater spotlight. It means that my love for Liz, and she's wearing a wonderful badge today, please ask her to show you. Came on her card. But that is what we need to do. And in this world today, that is the one thing which is missing so much. As people have been scrabbling over one another to get toys and presents and cards and tinsel and all the food and so on. I mean, I could have sold my trolley in Sainsbury's the other day a number of times to someone who desperately needed a trolley. But as they were clamoring to get in. But this is where they need to be. They need to come under the sound of the gospel. They need to come under the sound of the word of God, which speaks of love, pure love, perfect love, a love that is so vast. If we spent 1,000 times trying to work it out, all we would have learned is how little we know. That's how vast God's love is. That's how wonderful God's love is. So as we go out and about in the days to come, may we spread that message of love. We're going to sing our last carol together. If you kept your finger in your carol sheet from the last carol, it's number 5, the first. Noel, the angel.